in a dark classroom. A person wearing glasses peeks through a cracked door. Three men enter through another door. The lights flick on. The third man smiles. He wears a jacket. Confetti rains on him. A man sprays his face with shaving cream. Classmates carry the jacketed man upstairs. The jacketed man holds his hands up and points at the man with shaving cream. They haul him outside onto a roof. They set him down and push cream into his face. They smear the cream on his jacket and hair.
My name is Santosh Pandey and I'm a co-founder of Offering Happiness, Nepal's first ever surprise planning company and happiness distributor.
His face freezes, Santosh. In a laboratory, women measure liquid in vials.
They see us as girls and they just tell us that we don't really know what we're up against and we don't know how to build a chemical company. The chemical companies that exist right now were made by someone, so why can't that someone be us?
Her face freezes, Daniela. On water, a boat floats.
We live in Thessaloniki, it's in the northern part of Greece. We have the White Tower. White Tower used to be a prison. I don't know why we're so proud of it. And it's not that white. It's brownies, something like that. It's marketing, right? Marketing.
His face freezes. Jason, in a city, gray clouds glide.
I'm a Girl Scout. All my life I've been a Girl Scout. Girl Scout can sell everything. They sell cookies all year. If you're on a diet, don't worry, we have sugar-free cookies. You have to sell the cookies if you want to go to camp. I learned that. Don't give up, keep moving, you know.
Her face freezes. Alondra, in an airport.
I was an international criminal for 24 hours. It felt like Jack Bauer. Like, I think I'm the only one who could have taken that heat and survived.
His face freezes. Henry.
If opportunity won't knock in your door, break the f*** off.
Yellow letters flicker and glide into a title. Own the Room. 100 million new businesses are started around the world every year. Most will fail. On a convention stage.
Yesterday, we had 51 different nationalities representing their countries as the top student entrepreneurs.
In recent years, pitch competitions have emerged as a path for young entrepreneurs to raise startup funds. One of the most prestigious is the Global Student Entrepreneur Awards.
Everybody that comes to Macau wants to win. Everyone is ambitious. You know that you have to present 100% of yourself, and it's all about your execution.
This is the story of five students with the same dream: to win the $100,000 grand prize and change the world. Students walk to the stage.
At the first place, GSEA 2019 winner, the award goes to...
A boat drives on a river in New York City. In the lab, gloved hands squeeze a dropper. They weigh blue powder. Daniela examines a gradient on a computer. Miriam, co-founder, Sunthetics.
We know every single, in Latin pop song.
That's true.
Because Daniela listens to them all.
Miguel Modestino, Daniela's research advisor.
I think we probably have one of the only labs in the U.S. where, reggaeton is, what you hear in the lab.
A machine whirs. A woman sways.
Daniela will put her, headphones in. There's, big purple headphones in the door. And then, you'll, walk by, and if there's no one in the office, you'll just hear her being,
Miriam moves her shoulders. Daniela pulls off her headphones. Daniela holds a rectangular device.
So this is the first reactor we started with. It's a proof of concept, and it's only about the size of my hand. The solution comes in with the reactants, reaction happens inside, and then the products come out. And then you can just connect your solar cells to your reactor, and then you would be powering the reaction directly with solar energy. The chemical industry for years has been using heat from burning fossil fuels to power chemical reactions. But I had a technology where I had proven that I could make synthetic chemicals, but with the sun.
A man pushes a vacuum. A woman sews.
Nylon is a $35 billion market. Chemical companies that make nylon right now, they're not necessarily trying to make it more sustainable. Every single time somebody has tried to enter the market, they just get rid of that person. I have developed a process to produce key components for nylon in a way that is more efficient, less expensive, and for the first time, it can also be sustainable.
I think this is a world-changing idea. Using solar energy or renewable energy to dry chemical process can really change the world.
Once that was a reality, we thought maybe we could make this into a business. So Miriam and I, both of us, chemical engineers, no knowledge in business, joined forces, and that's how Sunthetics was born.
Outside, Miriam and Daniela walk.
Nobody believes how powerful these girls are. They're not seen as a threat, although I think they really are.
In an apartment.
There was just like a lot of things that we had no idea how to do. Like, this is like, you're talking two chemical engineers that are like, you know, like, what is finance? Like, what is startup?
Business model, canvas, what?
Yeah, who's an investor? Like, what does that mean? I mean, like, look at her. She's so sweet. They're just like two little cute girls. And no one's ever going to be like, oh, these girls are going to like change the chemical industry. But I think we are. So
just wait for it.
Yeah.
Daniela hugs Miriam.
They see us as two girls and they just tell us that we don't really know what we're up against and we don't know how to scale up and build a chemical company. But we're gonna prove them wrong, so it's okay.
She smiles. At Daniela's desk, a stuffed llama stares.
Hola, mami.
Hola, mi vidalita. Dios te bendiga. ¿Cómo estás?
I grew up in Venezuela.
A childhood photo of Daniela appears.
My mom is a single mom. She works as a civil engineer. And as I grew up, I was incredibly happy. I felt safe. We lived perfectly well.
In a tank, a man fires a canister.
Rallies degenerated into violence. The near daily unrest in Venezuela has culminated once again in the death of a protester.
A flag covers a body.
Our economy absolutely collapsed. Everything collapsed in terms of our society as well.
Protesters flee. Photos appear.
I was a student in chemical engineering. And it became incredibly hard.
Protesters throw gas.
The protests were so bad.
Officers aim weapons.
That the government started targeting students. I didn't feel safe, and I realized that I couldn't stay there.
On a train, buildings pass by. Daniela sits.
I came to the U.S. I got accepted into the PhD program in chemical engineering at NYU. And I haven't been back ever since.
She stares away from a window. Buildings stand behind her. Subtitles. We have a beautiful relationship, not just as mother and daughter, but as best friends. It's always been the two of us forever. I'm a bit of a mother hen, well, a Latin mother. She worries about me a lot. It's really difficult.
That's the biggest challenge that I have over here as an immigrant. The fact that I'm far away and the fact that I live worried about those who I love.
At the laboratory, Daniela walks through a door. Daniela's company has no investors or startup capital. Its future depends on winning money in pitch competitions. In Denver, on a highway, a car drives. At a red brick university building.
Welcome to GSCA National Competition 2019.
Daniela is representing New York City at the U.S. Nationals.
So I want everybody to kind of come in and then go back deeper.
At the U.S. Nationals, I remember talking to my mom on the phone and being like, this is just a whole new level.
All right, here we go. One, two, three. Lovely.
Each of the student entrepreneurs will pitch their idea to a panel of judges. In a hallway, students rehearse pitches.
I'm sure all the judges have never seen a pitch like this, the one I'm going to do. So, yeah, I'm just really excited to see how they react.
The top six will then compete in a final round to decide who will represent the United States at the global finals. A student grabs flyers.
We were in the Nationals last year, and we came in second, so we're back here hoping for one better of a result.
A student rubs the bridge of her nose. Another frowns.
everyone's ideas are so good. Of course, I've got to say mine's the best, but we'll see who gets into the finalist round.
Daniela flips through papers. A foot taps by a door.
All right, ready.
A student walks in a room. They stand ahead of a projection.
Welcome, I'm Evan Sledge. What we are is a hunting and fishing guiding service currently located in Texas and Alaska.
My name is Kobe Lomax, and I am currently running a pretty lucrative personal brand. I get comments like this all the time. That would be lit if you made your own hairline, though, for real, for real.
Judges stare at Kobe.
I had no clue what they were actually looking for or who was going to win because everything was just so different.
Bitcoin is the greatest technological advancement in history behind only the internet.
We had people like pitch in very inspiring social works in like India or African countries.
India has like several different languages in all of the different states, and I only speak like four.
Cryptocurrency creates a global economy, and with Yellow Card, that economy is open to and accessible by everyone.
He changes slides.
Welcome to the future of money.
A judge nods.
We had people like pitch in sunglasses.
55% of the people that wear sunglasses actually lose them.
There was so much going on at the same time.
You fold them out, you put them on your head. Now here's the kicker, you click the back in. So now they don't, you can shake, you do whatever you want, they won't fall off.
He waves his head around.
I think the hardest part was just seeing, there was a girl who pitched before me, and when she came out, her mom was right there. And they hugged and they were so happy. And I just felt like a little bit alone, you know? So it was like really, really tough for me for a little bit. But, I can't do this, I'm sorry.
She shrugs. She fans her eyes.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
She stares up. Backstage, Daniela walks toward the stage.
I think one of the things that people don't realize, Daniela is under an incredible amount of stress. The stakes of success of the company are very high, not only because of the company itself, but also because her personal situation is somewhat attached to it.
Students fill a lecture hall.
If the company were to succeed, then it's much easier for her to help her family back home. But also, there are some immigration issues in the U.S. that will be easier if the company were successful.
On stage, Daniela holds a clicker. She wears a mic. She nods.
Hello, everyone. My name is Daniela Blanco. I am a PhD student in chemical engineering at NYU, and I'm also the co-founder of Synthetics.
Nobody else in the room knows that you're nervous if you don't let them know that.
Making these processes more efficient, safer, and renewable.
You just get up, you take your time, you fix your skirt, you fix your dress, and then you walk there like you own it.
Producing the very first cost-competitive solar-powered nylon chemicals.
Nobody needs to know that I'm shaking inside.
I want, and I dream, that Synthetics will be my platform to make the chemical industry clean, one reaction at a time. And that, of course, is no easy task. But I have a loving family that supports me in the distance, and a mom who always gives me the strength to aim higher. Thank you so much for your kind attention.
She smiles. She shrugs. The judges have 30 minutes to decide which student will advance to the global finals in Macau, China.
I loved his logical, factual, kind of calculated, this is how I'm going to do it, step one, step two, step three.
This competition is about the spirit and the heart of the entrepreneur, not just focusing on, well, which business is going to be the most successful, the fastest,
yeah.
But who is the entrepreneur that is going to sit here and wow this planet in the next 5, 10, 20 years and do something pretty amazing.
Would all of our finalists from this afternoon please come up to the stage?
Daniela stands on stage.
All right, the winner, all the way from New York City, Daniela Blanco.
She covers her face with her palms. She holds her palms together. She hugs a presenter. Students stand up from their seats and applaud. Daniela stands with two judges and laughs. They hold an oversized check. One of the judges hands Daniela an envelope and a trophy. Daniela stands with runners up. Each holds an oversized check. In a hall, Daniela stands with a phone to her ear.
Mommy,
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mommy.
Daniela nods and covers her mouth. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. Thank you, Mommy.
Sí, así. Sí.
She's the kind of mom who cried at absolutely every award that I got. I don't have one picture that she took that was like steady. In all of them, she's like crying and screaming and being happy.
Daniela holds her award and smiles. Daniela will represent the United States at the global finals. In Nairobi, on a street, a silver bus with a black skull and crossbones drives. In the bus, Henry types.
I believe that we were all brought into this universe for a purpose. You exist for a very definite reason.
On a dirt road, people walk past street vendors. In a room, Henry reads.
Human beings are not scared because they have limited possibilities. We are scared because our possibilities are unlimited.
Henry Anyago, CEO, Rumedo. He sits on a bus.
I grew up, I would like to say, in a small town.
It was very unique from childhood. He was very fond of Sylvester Stallone. That made him always want to be a soldier. So we had to buy him this Django suit. He liked it very much. And he would call himself Cobra.
I don't even recognize myself, right?
On a street, Henry walks.
He never liked to play with other children, I can say that. He was always doing his own things.
At a graduate assistant's office.
Growing up, I wasn't always this fit. I was short and I was round. Got bullied a lot.
He fell in love with the computer games. So I had to buy him all the ways these games. Busy playing PlayStation.
But, you know, fortune changed when I was the only kid who had PlayStation. So suddenly I was cool and people didn't mind my body size.
On a laptop.
I saw somebody drag a folder across the desktop. That was my epiphany moment. I was like, how do you do that?
Henry smiles at a screen.
Got so addicted to it, I spent almost every day coding. Being able to come up with an idea or a concept and then build it into an actual thing that somebody can use. And that somebody can be me. Sort of like an alchemist. That for me is the beauty of programming.
In a room, Henry wears blue headphones. Mercy, Henry's girlfriend.
When he's coding, he's like, you're interrupting the flow. What is that? I don't know what that is because I don't code. He calls it the flow.
When I'm programming, I have to sort of get wired in. Some people have said I go in a trance.
I could be talking to him and, did you hear what I said? He's like, yeah. I just don't even talk to him. Just let him be his.
She stares through hands.
Fully focused.
I sort of zone out. Like, I can't see things. The only thing I see is my laptop and the code.
Henry types.
I'm one of the co-founders and the CEO of Rumedo Limited. Rumedo is an online marketplace that focuses on helping students in Kenya and hopefully in Africa find alternative accommodation. We like to refer to ourselves as Airbnb for students. Come along, let me show you the HQ.
He tries to be funny, but that's not his skill. He just sit down and code. That's where he's really good.
I am very funny.
You know, we can actually take a vote right here.
A workmate shakes his head and wraps his fingers.
But that's not... the kitchen. We founded the company to address a problem that we all faced. I had come to Nairobi, this new kid, new town, two huge suitcases, very excited to do, you know, electrical engineering. I go to the admin's office, I'm like, so where am I going to stay? And then they tell me that accommodation is only on first come, first served basis, and unfortunately, I hadn't gotten one. In 2 days, in a new town, I had to find a place to stay. We noticed that it wasn't a problem that only affected us, but affected other students in our campus. And soon we realized that it affected every student in almost every university in Kenya. Rumedo is free for students. So we provide a plethora of options to choose from, and then we help you narrow down that choice.
Catherine Wainaina.
We have this one. It's a girls only. That's a boys only. Flora is run by Catholic nuns. There's lots of strict rules.
Putting men and women in one place at 18 is very volatile. Vices, genders together is kaboom. Yeah.
In a room, Mercy sits with Henry. You need a haircut.
My girlfriend and I fight all the time about me not combing my hair. Guess why I don't do it? Because exactly, right?
On a street, Henry walks past cars.
There's a way to take care of your hair. It doesn't grow like grass.
Do I look dirty to you? Do you look at me and go, he might be homeless?
His hair and his shorts. I don't even talk about it anymore.
Henry raises his eyebrows. He shrugs.
No, you can't wear shorts to work.
Henry's dad shakes his head.
Nobody can do that. Only prisoners wear. They go to work in shorts, but not other people.
Houston Malinde, Henry's mentor.
He's the mad scientist. He wears shorts to official meetings. Like, he's a madman, but he's a pretty cool madman to have around.
He's a pride to us. He's a pride of Kenya. He's a pride of Africa. If he goes there and excels, it is Kenya that has excelled. They'll ask, who are the parents of this wonderful child? I'll come out. It is me, the father, and this the mother. And if he was a thief, was a robber, you say, whose child is this? We don't know. Huh? You will say.
Henry won the Kenya national competition and qualified for the global finals in Macau.
Kenya has never won any of the GSEA global finals. This is going to be the first time. I just feel like I'm going to win. I can't explain it, but I feel like I am going to win.
Outside of school, Henry walks past classmates. They smile at him. In Kathmandu, mist glazes city buildings. A rope with flags spans trees. On a street, a man twists a nozzle off a barrel. He dips a rod inside. He pours in liquid. He pours a bag of powder in.
Use a powder of silver and alcohol.
Castile
soda or something. So you put the powder and the water outside, inside it, and the chemical reaction gives maybe the hydrogen gas or something, I don't know.
The man twists the nozzle. It fills a balloon.
Can you ask him if this thing is explosive?
Can this explode?
यो त पड्किन्छ यो फलाम हो अनि यो स्टिलको छ नि त्यो पड्किँदैन
त्यो दिस कैन बी एक्सप्लोसिव.
The balloon pops. Santo smiles.
Romantic surprises are those surprises that Nepalese people like. Balloons, flowers, photographers, music.
A montage plays.
Offering happiness delivers personalized gifts and creates experiences for people in different occasions or just to make people happy. That's what we do.
Outside, Santos walks to a van.
So this is a truck where we are going to decorate with balloons and also other props. And we're going to take this in the street. There's a birthday girl. And in the street, we'll be celebrating her birthday with music and everything. Yeah, so it's going to be fun.
They drive the van.
I was searching for this idea to start a business. I felt that this should be something which will connect us. Our targeted customers are Nepalese living abroad. A lot of people are migrating far away from Nepal. So even in special occasions, celebration events, it's not easy for Nepalese to be with their family. And so a lot of people want to send gifts, experiences to people back home from abroad. So then the idea of offering happiness starts from there.
On a street, a woman walks. Santos unveils the van. Confetti flies. He hugs the woman. Friends and family offer the woman a plaque that reads, "Happy Birthday." They hug. In a farm valley, a road cuts across a hillside. Santos walks the road toward houses.
I'm from Bhaktapur. It's almost 25 kilometers from Kathmandu.
He passes a toilet.
It's near to the capital city, but it's rural in terms of the mindset. In most of the houses, they have cows, goats, cattle.
A woman leads a cow.
Most of people's occupations is agriculture.
A woman in pink carries a food plate.
I have two elder sisters, and my mother, she actually wanted a boy child.
The woman in pink, his mother, sets the plate down.
So she's prayed for a goddess called Santoshi Mata. She believed that I am a gift of Santoshi Mata. That's why she named me Santosh. So she's telling that their dream is for me is to stay in Nepal and do good things.
Santosh rides a motorbike.
In my village, people's dream or career used to be limited to going abroad or becoming army officer. My dream was I really wanted to achieve something different.
On a road, Santosh drives the bike past lines of houses. In Kathmandu, cyclists ride alongside traffic.
In Nepal, it's like many people are going to tell that there's so many problems in Nepal and they are just frustrated, they're depressed about so many things that's happening.
People spin metal cylinders on a fence.
They see problems and problems and problems, and they think that going abroad is the solution.
Characters mark the cylinders.
There are more than 5 million Nepalese who are living abroad, far from their home and families. And I felt something is missing.
Kunda Dixit, editor, Nepali Times.
There's been a long history of Nepalese migrating abroad. But in the last 20 years, it's really gone up. At any given time, about 10 to 15% of Nepal's 30 million people is working abroad. Almost every family in Nepal has someone working abroad or multiple members working abroad. This family dislocation, I think, is the hardest part of migration. The social cost of it is quite high.
Santosh decorates a tree. His shirt reads, "Offering Happiness."
What he's trying to do, I think, is address the problem of Nepal's gross national sadness that comes from migration and separation of families, and in a small way try to make it easier.
A woman walks outside. She holds flowers. A woman hugs her.
The couple of seconds reaction that you got when you see that first time surprise, that's very precious.
A woman with flowers video chats with a man. She dabs her eyes. A banner unrolls down the side of a building. A woman gawks. Santo stands beneath flag ropes.
If I win in GACA Global Finals, then I think all the sacrifice that I did, all the hard work, all the struggle, is going to pay off for me.
Santosh won his national competition and will represent Nepal at the Global Finals in Macau. In San Juan, cars drive along city streets. Birds fly past a restaurant. Inside, a man dishes grilled food onto a bread roll.
We have a bakery in Bayamon. My dad is the owner. He's the one who managed the bakery. And my mom is the one who creates all the pastries and the cakes and the quesitos, which is our signature in the bakery.
Baked goods lie on serving trays. A beverage drips into a foam cup. Fernando, Alondra's dad. Alondra has been an extrovert since she was a child. So often they would call me from her school. I would go to the school and say, "What's the problem?" The girl talks. She talks a lot. I know she talks. What's the problem? The problem is she talks too much. But how are her grades? A's. So she's getting straight A's. Did she disrespect someone? No. She just talks and talks and asks questions. I know she talks. I live with her. I know she talks a lot. Alondra's grandfather. She has a tremendous ability to relate to people, and people come and hug her and kiss her. I did not know she had that ability. She knows how to win people over. In September 2017.
The eye of Hurricane Maria just came ashore in Puerto Rico. Maria's top winds are now 155 miles per hour.
A digital map tracks the storm. Sheets of rain coat parking lots. In the aftermath, wreckage piles.
When we find out about the hurricane, we didn't know that it was going to be so destructive for Puerto Rico. We prepared ourselves for the hurricane, but we didn't know it was going to be like that.
Buildings lay askew. A roof tilts. Another hangs bare. Fernando, Alondra's brother.
There was no communication. We're talking about we were stuck. It's like being in Walking Dead.
Flags hang limp and torn. A sign reads, SOS Necesito. At the bakery, Alondra's father, Fernando, handles dough.
We have a generator, and we have the opportunity to create bread and also pastries to give to all the community because they didn't have water or food because all the supermarkets were closed and all the food stores were closed.
He cuts the dough in strips. Here, the small businesses work better. The mega stores were closed for a month or a month and a half. It was very chaotic because many people were used to Kmart or Walmart. He dashes the pastries with sugar. Damaris, Alondra's mom. When we opened, the lines were huge.
Every single person in the family, including my grandmother, my grandfather, my aunts, were helping because there was nothing else to do.
At the bakery, Alondra's father brushes pastries with butter. In the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, more than 130,000 Puerto Ricans left the island. Alondra and her family stayed. In Puerto Rico, a ripped flag billows.
My parents encouraged me not to give up and to stay and fight to better the island.
At school, Alondra studies.
In the aftermath of the hurricane, I realized the deaf community was suffering most, especially from depression.
A photo of Alondra appears.
In all my life, I've been related to the deaf community because my cousin is deaf.
In the photo, Alondra's cousin smiles beside her. Outside, at dusk, at a fountain, water bubbles, statues hold lanterns.
I met this woman called Yamilet. She told me that she tried to commit suicide 3 times in her life. But the most sad part is that she have never gone to a mental health professional because the deaf population don't have accessibility to these services. I realized the deaf community had no way of accessing medical help because so few doctors speak sign language.
A boy holds a cell phone.
I designed an app specifically for deaf people so that they could communicate more easily with doctors over a private messaging platform, in person and remotely.
The boy smiles with a doctor.
If my program could be implemented worldwide, it could help millions get access to the medical services they need.
Patrice Castillo, Alondra's professor and mentor. We talk about Hurricane Maria, but we don't talk about positive things, like young entrepreneurs like her who have decided to stay in Puerto Rico. But I'm very proud of them, because you ask them, and they say they are committed to Puerto Rico. I will help move it forward.
And the winner of the Student Entrepreneur Award is...
Alondra Toledo.
Alondra won the Puerto Rican competition and qualified for the global finals in Macau.
I have so much passion for this community that I'm helping that I want to win always. We had a really bad year, but I think this opportunity is going to help me to give voice to those who currently doesn't have it here in the island. It is the perfect example for resilience for the Puerto Ricans.
A Puerto Rican flag flies. In Thessaloniki, on a busy street, people walk in crowds.
Most of the time, I walk to work, to the office, because I like it that way.
People stare at his chest.
When I see other people's looks, the most common question would be, why is he carrying a baby?
He holds a doll.
Is there something wrong with him? Like, what is this guy actually doing? You know, it kind of alarms people. It's just an innocent scene. Or is it?
In slow motion, Jason Hatzikostas, co-founder, I Cry to Talk, carries the baby doll on the street.
Talk about your concerns about how we may portray you.
If one sees a video of me making jokes 24/7 and, you know, laughing all the time.
We have agreed this will be off record, right?
they'll think of me as a not serious guy.
With that in mind, like, give us a serious introduction.
Like, dead serious?
Let's do the serious introduction.
Okay.
In an office, Jason sits with people.
What we do is we're translating a baby's cry by leveraging AI and machine learning. We can tell you why your baby is crying, whether it's hungry, sleepy, or in pain.
On an app, we're the Shazam of crying.
We can figure out if you're bad. I mean, you're laughing. Wasn't it serious?
At Aristotle University, Jason walks in a courtyard in the office.
Come with me. Let me show you around.
This is where we're working?
Hey, Jason. How are you? Andreas, co-founder of iCreditTalk. Anastasia Draha, COO of iCreditTalk, also co-founder. This is the place where everything began, in this office. This is where the magic happens, guys. We also have a couch where we have our mascot Emma resting right now. She needs to take a nap, so...
The doll sits upright. It wears iCreditTalk gear.
Babies cry the same, no matter the gender, the race, or any other cultural differences.
So the mother has to register the baby with some information. And then at the central screen, then we only have just one big button that says tap to translate. And it's quite easy. The parent just taps the button and it starts recording. And within a few seconds, we have the result of the translation.
The doll cries into the translator.
First time I went to the clinic and I saw the babies, they're so small, they're like this big. So imagine if you're a young parent, first-time parent, and they give you a baby like this. Okay, take it. It's yours now. It's yours to care.
Go home, goodbye. Yeah,
go home, goodbye. Imagine if that small, tiny thing, so fragile, started crying. What would you do?
On a bus, Jason rides with the doll. At a beach, Jason walks past the statue of a man on a horse.
For us Greeks, family plays a really important role in our everyday lives.
Framed photos of Jason's sister, brother, and parents rest on a counter.
This is traditional Greek table. Not only we eat, but the place where we also discuss, solve our problems, talk about our problems. Dad's giving stage advice. He says I'm moving too much my hands.
We are very proud about our son. We try to do the best for other people.
Right before I finished high school, my father started becoming ill, and his situation is steadily declining.
They push a wheelchair.
Situations like this are the ones that make us know ourselves and take more responsibility and stand up. So right at the moment when I got into university, I didn't only have the studies. Me and my brother had my father's construction business to run. I always had this experience, so I had the mother figure, the father figure of building something on their own. The feeling of developing a product out of nowhere and managing and creating a sustainable business was something I always had inside of me, and I always wanted to try to do it.
On the street, Jason walks with a doll.
It's pretty ironic. A young guy like me, not having a baby himself, creating a solution for young parents. I don't know if I'm going to be the best dad when the time comes, but I'll definitely be way more experienced because we've read so many stuff about babies. Their physiology, their psychosocial development. What's the right way to scaffold a baby? No?
Swaddle,
okay. I can't remember everything.
Jason won his national competition and will represent Greece at the global finals in Macau. One week until global finals. In New York City, people walk across a street. At Three Sheets Saloon.
I think we should have a toast to celebrate Daniela's prize at the national level and to send her off to Macau.
Cheers, Daniela!
And you're gonna win. Cheers!
When you're an immigrant, it's really complicated. You find yourself throughout the entire day just like looking at your phone, talking to my mom, making sure that she's okay. And even if you try to just have your entire attention on whatever is in front of you, it's pretty much impossible. Like, you always have part of your head just thinking of something else.
Are you excited for Macau?
I'm super, super excited. Everyone knows, right, that my mom's coming? Oh, I didn't know my mom's coming! To have her coming with me to Macau and to have her at the final competition means the world to me. Not just because of the fact that she's my best friend and I would love to have her support, but also because this is a competition where I finally get to show them that I am who I am because of Venezuela and because of everything I lived.
Can't wait, no, mommy. Ciao, mommy.
Diga, ciao to you.
me, the U.S. has become my home. It opened its doors to me. The fact that they would let me represent the U.S., especially for me since I'm an immigrant, I feel so honored to be able to do this.
A subway leaves from a station. In Nairobi, children gather and smile. At a barber shop.
We brought Henry to take a cut because he's going to China and he needs to be presentable.
Henry follows Mercy inside.
I do not approve of this. This was forced on me.
Just short at the sides and you leave it this way.
People sort of have a perception that there's not a lot that happens in Africa and that we are not really aware of what's going on the rest of the world.
So far, so good.
Don't jinx it. Africa is like any other part of the world. If you're looking at the people, right, the same fear, the same dream, the same ambition, the same pursuit, it's one of the reasons why I'm very focused on winning Macau.
Feel different and awesome.
To change people's perception about us, about Africa, and about Kenya.
Henry rides a bus. Like I told him, whatever you are going to do there, you bring that money here.
I want that prize. So that's my challenge I gave to him. Go to Macau, China, and be the top, like you always are. Let him go and bring that cash. I may buy a car.
At an airport, a plane lifts off from a landing strip. In San Juan. At Alondra's home, Alondra embraces her family. May God continue opening doors for you, and that wherever he takes you, may you shine with your own light, because you don't need anyone else's light. Lots of blessing, my love, and everyone enjoy. Amen. I always knew she was going to be a successful girl. I've always thought that every person in the world was born with a purpose, that God put you in the world for a reason. But I think her purpose is much more special than the rest. And if she wins in China, we'll receive her with a huge party. They sit at a table and eat. In Kathmandu, Santos drives the motorbike. Manish Kadiwana, offering happiness.
Today we're going to surprise Santos. This is actually our first farewell surprise.
Santos parks the bike and grins.
Because Santos is going to GSEA, all of his friends are gathered here. We're telling him that we have the confidence that you're going to win. So make us proud. Please cry out surprise any way you want to.
Surprise!
I think he'll be pretty surprised because he's coming for a meeting. And when he opens the door, we're going to boom.
In the dark classroom, Santos enters behind two men. The lights flicker on. Confetti rains. Santos points to the crowd of people. He sits before a cake. They spray him.
I'm very thankful to everyone. And a lot of pressure on me that there are people have expectations, but I'll definitely do my best. I'll give my best because I just need to share my story. And if that'll work, then GSA is ours.
The Offering Happiness men lift and carry him upstairs. Santos points to the man with cream and holds up his hand. In Thessaloniki.
Most of the times there's partying during that competition, but the partying happens after the pitching ends. In order to party hard, you have to play hard. So we'll pitch first, do our best, and afterwards, when it's all over, we're going to party really hard.
On a bus, Jason rides. In Macau, buildings line a waterfront. A river runs between a line of shining buildings. A plane lands. In an airport, Daniela meets with her mother, Maria. Finally! Super glad, super happy, truly. super proud of my daughter.
I still can't believe it. I feel like till the last minute when my mom was coming, I still felt like maybe it's not going to go right. Maybe she's not going to be able to make it. But now I'm so, so happy that everything worked out.
Alondra's entourage dances. Santos walks with a rolling suitcase beside him. At night, blue and purple light stream along the buildings.
Macau is a place where many Nepalese come to work.
People know that there are big hotels and casinos.
Casinos. Maybe I'll soon connect with a few of them.
In a cab, Santos stares out the window at the lights.
I've never seen light like this. Kind of big high-rise buildings, lights, and casinos, and bigger buildings. So it's so fascinating.
The cab passes a replica Eiffel Tower, lights decorated. They shift from purple to red to white to green. At a conference building. Registration day. Inside, crew pushes equipment cases. A man wheels a triangular structure. Another tapes a floor mat. Crew brush a stage sign. Daniela converses with other entrepreneurs. Santos takes an ID badge.
I'm actually the type of person who gets nervous right before the thing. Right now, I feel like everything is going to be okay. But watch me tomorrow, and I'm going to feel a little bit different.
We're only 8 girls competing, and with 52 students. So, yeah.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Everybody that comes to Macau wants to win. But you can't be like, I'm here to win the GSEA, or, you know, who are, you know. You have to be friendly. You have to get to know your opponent. So the first day, it's just getting to know each other. Seeing who am I dealing with? Which room is he in? Which room is he in? Is he direct competition? Is he in direct competition? What's going on?
Paolo, Argentina.
The one from Greece, he has developed an algorithm that can read the baby's crying. He's smart, he's an engineer, and he's very hot. So, full package.
Can everybody take their seats? Okay, so over the next few days, as you know, tomorrow you have the semi-final round, so you are all going to be competing for the Global Student Entrepreneur Awards, but there are also 3 other...
A seat labeled Henry Oyongo sits empty. Marissa White, GSEA Program Manager. On a computer, Marissa types in a chat window.
Okay. Stuck at the airport. Yes, for some funny reason, don't seem to understand English. Tried to explain to them my situation, and the only thing they keep telling me is that I have to change my return ticket today.
He wasn't allowed to get in? But why? Did he have some issues with his visa?
We're still trying to figure out exactly.
Wow, man, that's a bummer. Wow.
Henry has been detained at the Macau airport for over 16 hours. Immigration authorities have threatened to deport him back to Kenya.
I just talked to the airport and they said that the main problem when he come here, he's supposed to have minimum 5,000 Macau money. Mm-hmm. But he only bring 2,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have a message.
A text bubble reads, "Tried explaining to them that I don't really need the money because everything is sponsored." They wouldn't listen. Henry was the only competitor asked to prove he had enough money to cover his stay in Macau. A text bubble reads, "I just need to see a familiar face. Otherwise, I'll go mad here." A woman replies, "Okay, keep calm." At an outdoor reception.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the opening reception for GSEA 2019.
At the airport, a plane lands. In a terminal, texts read, "Anything? My phone is going off." I'm even willing to pitch in handcuffs, as long as I just pitch. Marissa types back.
Immigration has confirmed they released Henry back to the airlines, that their procedure is done, but we can't get in contact with him. She tried to call him, his phone seems to be off.
So what does that mean? The airlines have to bring him back to...
Well, it sounds like he has to leave based on, like...
It's not looking good.
At the reception, in slow motion, dancers in dragon costumes spring skyward. Alondra points inside.
The issue is if we can't get to him in where he is and immigration doesn't let our people in, we are not bigger than the government.
A man bangs a red drum. Daniela smiles. A pink dragon glides. Marissa types in the chat window. A reply appears.
Oh, so it's sounding like they've deported him. Oh, no.
In an interview, Henry stares.
Why do you think they deported you?
He smirks. He raises his eyebrows.
Macau is a gambling city. People come here with money. I didn't look like I came to gamble. I look like the gamble itself. I think my shorts and my hair, my sandals and my hoodies, which everybody back home gives me a hard time. So combine that with my beautiful skin color, maybe, I don't know.
In an airport terminal.
We had to book a return ticket back to Nairobi.
Henry unfolds paperwork.
But then we also booked another ticket from Macau to Beijing, Beijing back to Macau. If I could prove that I've left Macau and then come back, my entry should have been treated like a new entry. And this time I had the $5,000 that they wanted.
On an airplane, Henry pushes the side of a water bottle against his lips. He rides in a cab. Henry will fly back to Macau tomorrow morning and attempt to re-enter in time to pitch. The competition begins in 10 hours. In a hotel room, Mahmoud, Egypt. He stands in front of a laptop. The screen reads 19.
1, 2, 3, yeah. 19. 19 are the years of my life experience. But before this 19, there's a man who lived in a village. Yeah.
Again.
Okay. 19. 19 are the years of my life experience. But before this 19, there's a man who born in a village of the Nile Delta of Egypt. No. Oh.
Here you can go slower, man. Now you're talking about yourself, how your relationship with your dad made you feel. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to stick to the script 100%.
Yes.
Just think of what's the message you want to share with the judges. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if you got confused, just say what you want to truly say to them.
Yes.
Own your story. Oh, it's not about the script. It's about how this whole thing made you feel. Because that will be what the judge will remember.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the judge won't remember what you said. So no matter if you're saying it fast or slow, but they will remember how you made them feel.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you... Exactly.
Yeah.
If you hit them with emotion, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try again,
yeah.
Yeah.
Outside, a woman poses for a photo in front of the Eiffel Tower replica.
Thank you.
Santos takes a paper from a cab.
Yeah,
I have no idea how much this is.
Yeah.
At night, people walk through lit street. The Eiffel Tower beams purple. Santos takes a picture. A fountain sprays water pillars.
Welcome to the Asian Vegas, man.
City of Dreams.
Yeah.
A building sign reads, City of Dreams.
Yeah, let's take a selfie.
City of Dreams is a shopping mall and casino. They smile by the fountain. Pillars of water spray into the air. In Beijing, in a hotel, Henry sips a bottle. There is no guarantee that Henry will be allowed back into Macau.
Okay. You ready?
Okay, ready.
Okay.
But he's preparing anyways.
You know how they say that entrepreneurship is jumping off a plane and then building the parachute while going down? So is entering Macau for me. 5 countries in 4 days later, I do not take being here for granted. So to begin, I'd like to say I am grateful for the opportunity to stand before you to even make this presentation.
How do you feel about tomorrow?
I want to win. At this point, I've lost so much that I have to win.
Like, I really do have to win.
He sits and reads a laptop. In Macau, traffic drives over a bridge. The bridge dips and rises. Competition day. In hotel rooms, Santos dons a suit jacket and looks in a mirror. Daniela sets a necklace on the neck of a dress on a hanger. In Beijing, at the hotel, Henry carries two bags through a hallway. The organizers have moved Henry's pitch to the final time slot of the day. He stands by an elevator. He rides a train. He has 5 hours to make it back to Macau. In Alondra's hotel room.
One of my mentors, he's from Phoenix, and he told me that I need to take out all of my bad energy through all my body and then go through all my legs and throw it away so I can win new energy. So I'm gonna do all that stuff before going to the presentation so I can be calm and breathe.
She nods. At the airport, a concierge hands Henry a ticket. He rolls a suitcase down a hallway. In Daniela's hotel room, Maria sits.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Daniela Blanco, and I am the co-founder of Synthetics, where we are transforming the chemical industry and making it clean, starting with nylon, as we offer the first competitive path to manufacture it sustainably. But how did we get there? Well, let me introduce you to the three-year-old me.
I watch her in English, but I don't understand anything. And I'm like, give me advice. Help me.
Okay, guys, this is the day you've all been waiting for. This is the semifinal round. Okay, so you all know which rooms you're in. Room 2 is Marina. Where's Marina? This is Marina. Marina's going to take Bolivia, Dominican Republic, Japan, Malaysia, India, Switzerland, Sri Lanka, and Nepal. Can all of you please go with Marina to room 2, please?
Santos follows Marina to room 2. The students will pitch in one of 7 rooms. The winner of each room advances to the finals. Santos stands and reads a laptop with an offering happiness sticker.
But I did not give up. I started meeting different people every day and looking for some positivity and lessons to learn.
Mahmoud checks the phone.
It's okay. Ay, ay, ay.
Students, we have 1 minute before we start the competition. Woohoo!
On a plane, Henry is due to pitch in 4 hours.
I'm excited.
I am excited.
He lifts a cup. In Mandarin. Thank you. He swallows.
Oh, man.
Espresso? Lame. At the competition, students stand. A woman wears headphones. Shamim, Uganda.
I'm energizing myself here. Getting ready for the judges.
Outside room 6, Paolo paces.
For better or worse, all those competitions are about how much practice have you done. Do you know your product? Have you done your research? Do you actually know what you're talking about, or you're just here blabbing?
A woman in black holds her hands behind her back.
Let's rock.
Okay.
Alondra enters room 4.
All right, we have Alondra from Puerto Rico.
Santos enters room 2.
Santosh Pandey from Nepal.
Daniela enters room 1.
Daniela Blanco, representing the United States.
What happens if one of us doesn't have the capacity to hear, to relate to others? How will we communicate?
We present Offering Happiness. How would you feel if you're 5,000 miles away from your loved one and today is his birthday? It's our guarantee to make him happy and feel special.
Listen to my story. I am the co-founder of Synthetics, where we're making the chemical industry green, starting with nylon, as we offer the only cost-effective path to manufacture sustainable.
iCryTalk translates in real time a baby's cry by leveraging AI.
In other words, we're the sesame of crime. We do some feature extraction using advanced...
I really want to be the bridge between the noise and the silence. So join me to give voice to those who currently don't have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel thankful, grateful, and blessed for the opportunities and challenges that lay ahead. Thank you.
Mahmoud walks out of a room.
Hi. Yeah, this was awesome. Yeah, I did it. I finally did it. Yeah, I'm very proud of that. Yeah, what do you think I was?
I thought you did great.
Really?
How do you feel?
I feel I did something good in my life. I feel that. I love it. You know? Yeah.
On a plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Macau.
Henry is due to pitch in 92 minutes.
It was great. I think it was great. I was nervous, but for the Q&A part, I thought that it was like 30 minutes because it was like 16 questions. I don't know.
Henry stands at a customs terminal line.
I was officially deported the first time. And we were so sure that this lady here at the immigration is going to flag us.
He stands in line behind a crowd of people at the conference.
I did good, better than I expected. I was so nervous and anxious in the morning. I calmed down in the last hour. I think that helped me a lot.
Henry's pitch starts in 59 minutes.
You get anxious with waiting. So while I was waiting, I was so eager to get inside and pitch and start talking about what I do. But you know, that anxious overcomes you. But once you get in there, you know, say a couple of jokes.
Henry waits in the stationary line. In an interview, Henry stares.
Yeah.
In slow motion, he lowers his plane ticket.
So when they stamped my passport and let me in, I was confused. I was like, what just happened?
He walks through a terminal. He carries a suitcase. A man walks to Henry with his arms spread wide. They hug.
These ladies!
Oh my God, that's sweet!
Oh man, they're fucking beautiful.
Let us go and do this!
Entrepreneurs like me, we create the future. Thank you.
In a cab, Henry adjusts an ID badge. Henry's pitch is to start in 18 minutes.
When you have passion, nothing will stop you. That's it. Thank you very much, guys.
Henry walks through double doors. Tyler Olson, GSEA alum.
Henry, he's presenting in about 5 minutes, and it's definitely close. Yes.
Henry walks down the hall toward the rooms. He greets and embraces fellow entrepreneurs.
Just landed right now, actually.
Oh, man, you made it finally, man.
I am here.
Wanna be here?
Dude,
hi.
There's even no way I'm pitching.
Yeah, I can. I'll just check.
Cold coffee would wake me up.
Yeah, hopefully.
Steve, nice to meet you.
Henry.
Welcome. Finally.
Nice to meet you as well.
How much sleep have you had?
None.
Henry drinks a soft drink. A schedule reads, Alondra Toledo, understand. Henry Oyongo, Rometo Limited.
So Henry's here. He made it. He came all the way from Kenya and was... Yep. Was supposed to be here, I think, a day or two ago. And flight issues and immigration got held up in immigration. I told that story.
Henry stands by spiral-patterned wallpaper. He takes a deep breath and closes his eyes.
Business is a Rometo Limited. Very cool. So when you're ready, when you start, I'm going to start the timer. And there's a pointer up there if you want that. Yep.
Oh, what?
You got it right in your hand. Yep, you're good.
Henry holds a clicker. He clicks forward. Henry rubs his eyes.
Yeah, we can start.
Go ahead.
You know how they say that entrepreneurship is like jumping off a plane without a parachute and then building one down on your way down? Well, that's how it felt like coming to Macau. 5 countries in 4 days, a plan that had a 50% chance to fail. So believe me when I say that I'm truly humbled and grateful to be here today. In Kenya, we have 1 million students enrolled. In universities alone, the total bed spaces that these universities have, 280,000. Enter Rumeto. We exist for one sole purpose, to help university students and college students.
I needed to try and see the whole thing through. If I didn't get this closure, it would have bothered me for a very long time.
The judges lean forward. Tyler shakes Henry's hand. A sign with an arrow reads, GSEA. On an escalator, Santos rides.
I think in developing countries, the problems and the business that we are doing is completely different than in developed countries.
He walks through a mall.
Judges don't know how is the environment in Nepal, so it was quite tough, I think, to explain the emotional gap between the Nepalese who are living abroad and their family members and friends.
He speaks to a hotel worker. Nepali. You are Nepali? This is my business. That's me, Santos Pandey.
More than 6,000 Nepalese people are living in Macau itself. They're working casinos and hotels.
Namaste. Namaste.
Are you from Nepal?
Yes,
I'm from. What part of Nepal are you from? I am from Kathmandu.
Kathmandu, okay. I feel proud to represent Nepal. Whenever I meet any Nepalese here, they feel like they are the workers here, and they do not feel that someone from Nepal come and stays in Sheraton Hotel and they compete in some business competition.
This is my company called Offering Happiness.
And they're so excited. They wish me luck, and they start asking the process, and they start asking, who am I, and they start asking about my business.
Good luck. Thank you. I'll let you know.
It's fun.
So the whole hotel staff is rooting for you.
Yeah, maybe.
At dusk, the sun illuminates gray clouds. In the city, a man rides a motorcycle. Entrepreneurs smile for photographs in front of buildings. A sign on a restaurant door reads, Private Party. Inside, Jason talks to Henry and Santos. Daniela and Alondra cheers.
Okay, everybody. It's come to that time of the evening. You've all survived the global finals, the semifinal rounds. Congratulations, well done. As you know, we had 7 semifinal rooms today. We had people arriving from 9 o'clock until the final mad dash from the airport. So a big round of applause to our final competitor who finally made it to the country to be able to compete. I have in my hand 7 envelopes. Drum roll, everybody, please. Room number 7.
Hamza Kadumi from Sweden.
Hamza from Sweden, come on up. And room 6, winner is...
Johanna Salazar, Ecuador!
Ecuador!
Johanna hugs the announcer.
Room 5.
Alberto
Sala Benitez from Guatemala!
Henry, room 4.
Room 4, Tyler's ready.
Alondra, room 4.
And the winner is Alita from Canada.
Henry smiles and applauds. He purses his lips.
Room 3, drum roll, please.
Henry sips from a glass.
Gustavo Fugaz.
Fire! Gustavo from Brazil.
Santos, room 2.
Room 2, And the winner is...
Eddie Alvarado from the Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic, 3-2.
Santos smiles and applauds. Daniela, room one.
And finally, room one. Drum roll, everybody, please.
Jason, room one.
The room one winner is... Daniela Blanco, USA.
Daniela hugs a fellow competitor. She high-fives officials. She hugs a line of officials. A woman hugs Maria. Maria covers her face. Daniela smiles. Daniela stands in a line with the other finalists. Photographers snap pictures.
I thought, okay, maybe I can do better. But I did my best given what I had and given how I was in that state. And, you know.
Henry bites his tongue.
If I keep chasing opportunities and if I continue believing on myself and not doubt on the things I'm doing, I'll eventually do something big. I don't know if iCarate Talk will be that big. I'm expecting it to be. But if not, you know, that's what entrepreneurship is about. Even if you fail, you have to try and do something else. You have to continue.
How are you feeling? Congratulations to you, my dear.
I didn't feel bad because I know that there was a lot of competition here. I feel accomplished and I feel proud of what I did. So I had the opportunity to share my story, and that was the idea.
I'm so motivated right now. I really wanted to do serious business now. Now I'm going to work very seriously, and I think...
Offering Happiness will be a global brand now. Yeah. On a video chat, finalist Gustavo cheers.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, my table was, like, amazing people. And now the pressure of representing 200 million people is, like, it's getting on me. So I'm feeling really proud to represent the Brazilian youth today.
Daniela hugs Maria. Maria kisses her cheek. Mom, I love you. It's amazing that you're here. Outside the restaurant, a man exits. Daytime, birds nest atop a tree. Sunlight spills through clouds. Finals day. Maria walks with a drink and a white paper bag in hand. I brought Daniela some tea with honey because her voice is very hoarse. We'll see if her voice comes back and she gets better. She couldn't sleep last night because she wasn't feeling well, and today she woke up with a very sore throat, almost without her voice. Oh well, we hope everything goes well. At the EOGSEA final stage, purple spotlights flicker on. Geometric shapes decorate the stage. A backdrop reads, Global Student Entrepreneur Awards. A server turns glasses upright. An organizer sets nameplates beside water bottles at a judge's table.
I was really, really nervous. And I talk a lot when I'm nervous, but I couldn't talk, so it was even worse.
Alita, Canada.
And we had to learn a lot about hydroponics. I've definitely been much more of a shy individual, so telling more of my story has always been a little bit nerve-wracking, and sort of pulling back the curtains on who you are, I think, is definitely nerve-wracking for sure.
I don't follow a script. Like, following a script is for actors that don't know their lines.
Alberto, Guatemala, sips from a cup.
I am a competitive person. I do want to win. I would be very happy to win. So I'm going to give the 200% up there.
Gustavo, Brazil, rehearses lines off note cards.
We are trying to say in 10 minutes, start you off 7 years of work. So that's pretty much what I was trying to fix now.
The organizer places a nameplate. She stacks papers. Hamza, Sweden.
I thought we were going to be in the event hall that we were in yesterday and today, but this is twice as big, probably. It's massive. The stage is big. There are 16 judges that will be, roasting you on stage.
At the stage, judges walk to the table. students sit in the audience.
Welcome to the 2019 GSEA Global Student Entrepreneur Awards.
Outside the room, Daniela makes a sign of the cross. She enters.
Yesterday, we had 51 different nationalities representing their countries as the top student entrepreneurs in their country. So I'd like to give a big round of applause for all of the 51 finalists who made it here.
A man affixes a mic to Daniela.
Will you join me in a big round of applause to introduce our first student entrepreneur, Eddie Alvarado.
Eddie walks on stage.
Thank you, everyone. I come from one of the poorest and more dangerous neighborhoods in Dominican Republic. And my family didn't have enough money to pay a technical institute for me. So what I did, I learned all that I could.
Tyler hands Daniela a note.
I got this little note, and the note was from Jorge from Colombia. And he just wrote down that, you know, that he wished me the best, that, you know, like go get them. Like, you have a story that deserves to be heard. He wanted everyone in the room to hear what immigrants go through and what South America is going through. And you know, how many people can come from difficult backgrounds and still make it. So it was like the support that I needed right before going in.
And now I am the CEO and I have a team of 70 people working full time to transform the reality of education in a sustainable and profitable way.
I was born and raised in Venezuela. So my heart, my values are from Venezuela. At the same time, I became an entrepreneur in the U.S. They actually made me who I am today.
Gentlemen, our third student entrepreneur is Daniela Blanco, representing the USA.
Daniela walks to the stage.
I truly believe that I'm representing the U.S. and everything they do for immigrants and people like me who want to have a second chance and a real future. And at the same time, I'm speaking for all those Venezuelans who want to show the world that we're more than a country in a crisis. We're people who have dreams and who want a better world for all of us together. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. My name is Daniela Blanco, and I am the co-founder of Synthetics. I was born in tropical Venezuela, only daughter to this beautiful lady, my mom, who's unbelievably sitting here with us today. I think I was 4 years old the first time I told her that I wanted to do science. But the good kind of science. The kind of science that helped people. In fact, as I grew up, she wanted to start the chemical industry. To reinvent the chemical industry as we know it. And what I want to do is electrify it. That means using electricity. Incredibly happy to license the technology from us. And the fourth option is her. I actually have some slides on the... Well, we don't have them. It's okay. We'll reach 25,000 tons. That would bring the price down. And then at that point, what's ahead of me? It's not going to break me. It's only going to make me better. It is going to make me exactly the person that I need to be so that together with this amazing team, I can make Synthetics a reality for your future, for mine, and for everyone else who comes after us. Thank you.
So while the judges are deliberating,
did you like it?
It was so good.
Oh,
you rocked! No, you rocked it.
My voice, half of it stayed with me for the entire thing. So thank you, God.
I think I controlled it well.
But it was better than having a panicky crisis attack, I think. So
every time we think we are good, we remember that we can be better. We must strive for perfection.
It wasn't perfect, but I really did my best, and I spoke from my heart.
In a reception room, the students shake hands and take pictures.
All bien?
All bien, gracias.
Okay.
In Greece, you don't have a lot of examples concerning the startup scene. But seeing like students my age being able to dream of changing the world, I mean, that really talked to me. If they can do it, I can do it. I don't see why I can't.
On the street, in slow motion, Jason carries the baby doll. On a road, Henry walks past clotheslines.
When you're in Africa, the problems that need to be solved are fundamental. On the other hand, technology is really sort of an equalizer. All you need is a laptop and an internet connection, and you could build something profitable that solves all of those problems.
Even though people say that youth are lost, I want to give them another perspective of the young people and young students who are doing something for their country and for their community. That's the main reason and my motivation to keep doing this and to keep growing and learning.
The reason most Nepalese leave is because of the lack of job opportunities here. That is out of desperation. Basically, there are no young men left in the villages, especially in rural areas.
Nepali women line up.
The most heartening thing to see now are startups like these that create jobs at home and creates happiness.
Offering happiness, workers light a cake for the birthday woman. She offers a family member a bite. Her mom offers a bite. The woman offers Santos a bite.
A lot of the greatest companies in the U.S. were founded by immigrants. But you already took a huge risk when you emigrated. So taking risks to start companies doesn't seem that huge. Comparatively, it's a much smaller risk.
A circle of entrepreneurs hug.
Don't give up. There's always a way. This whole experience proved that to me. If opportunity won't knock in your door...
Henry shakes his head.
Break the wall.
At the finals awards, the finalists sit at different tables. Gustavo smiles and sips from a glass.
Okay, right now I'm feeling a little bit nervous.
So could I ask the seven global finalists to join me on stage, please? Can we get a big round of applause for the seven global finalists?
The seven finalists stand and walk around tables to the stage. Daniela takes Alberto's hand. They hug.
We're going to award the third prize. Can I have the envelope, please? Drum roll, please. And third place goes to...
And the winner is Gustavo Fuga.
Gustavo Fuga from Brazil.
Gustavo hugs the announcer, Steven. A man walks on stage with an oversized check. Gustavo holds the check for $55,000. He shakes a trophy and smiles.
Okay, so, second place. And the award goes to...
Alberto Soto Benitez.
Guatemala, congratulations!
Alberto shakes Steven's hand, then hugs him. He shakes another man's hand. He holds a check under his arm and takes a trophy. Maria holds a woman's hand. Daniela smiles and nods.
I was just getting more and more nervous, and like the lights, and you see everyone looking at you, and there were so many people. I was standing next to Dominican Republic, and I was telling him, like, I don't know, like, I just feel, like, too nervous and everything. Like, can I hold your hand for a second?
She holds his hand.
And the first place GSEA 2019 winner, the award goes to...
Daniela Blanco.
Daniela Blanco, you are...
The Dominican Republic boy raises Daniela's hand. Maria hugs the woman beside her. Daniela hugs judges. Santos records on a phone. Confetti rains. Henry raises his arms.
We won!
Daniela winning, not winning.
Daniela takes a first place trophy. Her mother hugs and sways with a woman. Daniela stands by with a check.
I couldn't believe it for a second. I was just thinking, like, oh my God, like, it actually worked out. You know, like, it happened, and... and like, it's me. Then they brought my mom on stage, and then I lost it.
On stage, Daniela and Maria hug. They cry. Off stage, Daniela and Santos hug. Daniela and Gustavo hug. Daniela and Alberto hug. Daniela hugs a woman and nods. She stands on stage with her mother. Confetti rains in front of Daniela. She holds up the trophy. In slow motion, Stephen holds Daniela's oversized check beside her. It reads $100,000. First, I love that she's representing the United States, a great country, a country that's opened its doors to her. Secondly, she's making our homeland proud, that despite everything that we're going through, there are good people. Not just because she's my daughter, there are so many others. So this shows the world what we have in Venezuela. Daniela stands beside her mother, Stephen, and the judges. She smiles. Before the end of the night, there was one final award.
So the GSEA Innovation Award goes to
Alondra Toledo.
Alondra Toledo!
Alondra stands and walks on stage. She holds a trophy. Alondra's win made big news in Puerto Rico. A student from the University of Puerto Rico, Mayagüez, won an important award in China. Our goal is to be able to launch the app once we can raise the funds to finish developing it. After Alondra appeared on TV, she received interest from multiple investors. In Kathmandu, Santos rides a motorcycle. He wears a panda costume. Santos didn't win any awards in Macau. But back in Nepal, business is booming. He dons a panda head. A crowd gathers around him.
So many migrant workers, they've not seen their child's birth or they've not seen their baby for 1 or 2 years. That's a common story in Nepal. Despite distance, we've been trying to connect them. It's not just about making money. It's about creating happiness.
Two girls jump and smile. Santo smiles. Henry's startup recently surpassed 1,000 users in Kenya.
I mean, how many people think students from Kenya might conquer the whole of Africa?
His goal is 1 million users.
But we think we can actually do it.
Henry codes at a desk. He hasn't worn long pants since he got back from Macau. In Thessaloniki.
Greece right now is a land for opportunity. And I honestly believe I can do great things here.
Along the shoreline, cars drive, people walk. iCryToTalk is finaling a partnership with a major multinational brand to expand globally.
If we are able to make iCryToTalk a successful business, it would lay the groundwork for the next generations to look up to and be able to say, if they manage to do that, we can also do it.
In New York.
Hi. Can I get 2 pepperoni slices, please?
Daniela stands with Maria.
2.
They sit in a booth. Daniela's mom visited her in New York before she had to return to Venezuela.
When I moved to New York, I wanted to do my PhD in something that mattered, something that could one day become something bigger that was important for the world. But I didn't expect it to be me, the one who would drive the change or who would actually try to make it happen.
Daniela has won more than $400,000 from pitch competitions. The prize money has enabled Sunthetics to hire its first full-time employee.
I feel like if I can inspire one person to fight for their own dream, even if you are far away from your family, even if you're dealing with so many problems, you can still make it. What we come from does not define where we're going.
Daniela nods and smiles. On a train, she stares out the window. Credits appear. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Funded by Disney Plus Originals, written by Cassidy O'Reilly Hahn, and narrated by Joe Hernandez.
Yo te lo dije bien a ti.